It's Thursday, April 28th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A report by Jihad Analytics found that Africa has overtaken the Middle East in Islamic State violence. The report stated, quote, "For the first time in the history of the jihadi group, Iraq is no longer the country where the Islamic State claims the highest numbers of operations. The group Islamic State West Africa Province is now more active in Nigeria," end quote. Islamic State militants have killed thousands of people and displaced millions in the West African nation. The extremist group is seeking to impose Islamic law throughout Nigeria and has killed many Christians in the process. The World Bank said economies are seeing the largest commodity price shocks in 50 years. A new report expects the war between Russia and Ukraine to, quote, "keep prices at historically high levels through the end of 2024, end quote. This comes on top of the supply chain disruptions caused by COVID-19 shutdowns. And get this, the World Bank expects energy prices to increase by 50% this year and other commodity prices to increase by 20%. Three Christian law students sued University of Idaho officials this week for punishing them because of their religious beliefs. Peter Perlot, Mark Miller, and Ryan Alexander discussed the biblical definition of marriage with another student recently. In response, the university actually ordered the Christians to have no further contact with that student. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the Christian students. They said, quote, "The University of Idaho is shutting down Peter, Mark, and Ryan because of their religious beliefs. This is illegal behavior from any government official, and we urge the university officials to right their discriminatory actions immediately," end quote. You can send an email of objection to University of Idaho President Scott Green to scottgreen@uidaho.edu, or you can send him a letter to 875 Perimeter Drive, Moscow, Idaho, 83844. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill on Tuesday to ban options on birth certificates other than male or female. It's the first ban of its kind. Republican State Senator Michael Bergstrom sponsored the bill in the state Senate. Bergstrom said, quote, "We must stand up and put a stop to this nonsense regarding biological sex. It's not a complicated issue. Biologically, you're either a male or female. There should be no other option to choose from on a birth certificate," end quote. Currently, 15 states allow sex options on birth certificates other than the two God created. Romans 1 verse 28 says, "And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done." On Monday, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill to create the first Office of Election Crimes and Security. He explained it at a press conference.
So we are creating, for the first time ever, in state government, an Office of Election Crimes and Security to be able to prosecute voter fraud.
The bill requires annual review of voter rolls, strengthens ID requirements, establishes an office to investigate election law violations, and increases penalties for violations. This week, the Bryant City Council in Arkansas adopted a resolution affirming it is pro-life. The resolution states, quote, "It is the policy of the city of Bryant to promote and protect the dignity and humanity of all persons at all stages of life, from conception until natural death. The city of Bryant declares itself to be a pro-life city," end quote. 20 counties and 30 cities across Arkansas have adopted such resolutions. CNN announced it is shutting down CNN Plus after less than a month since launching it. The news network invested at least $100 million into the streaming service and attracted less than 10,000 viewers per day. Chris Wallace might be asking Fox News for his old job back. Meanwhile, Netflix reported it lost subscribers for the first time in a decade. Between January and March, the streaming service lost 200,000 subscribers. Netflix also projected a loss of 2 million subscribers between April and June of this year. The news prompted the company's stock to drop nearly 40%. No doubt depicting Jesus as a homosexual in The First Temptation of Christ and sexualizing preteen girls and cuties inspired many Christians to cancel their Netflix subscription. And finally, a new report by Barna found that 85% of pastors believe missions is a mandate for all Christians, while only 42% of practicing Christians say the same. Most pastors said missions should equip indigenous leaders, be globally focused, spread the gospel, and impact the communities they serve. Christians in general were more likely to emphasize meeting physical needs, promoting justice, and being U.S.-focused in missions. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, April 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.